Hacking, data, and identity theft are causing devastating problems. Globex Data is the solution for privacy and security in the digital world. Switzerland has the world's strictest privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted platform is outside of big tech with no data mining. Globex Data is now launching in the USA, offering email and messaging privacy and security to all Americans. Globex Data Limited, stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address, globexdatagroup.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.
This is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor, welcoming Jeff Bliss. He is Pacific Watch. The wildfires. I begin in western Siberia. The fires are so large, according to the Moscow Times, they're not reporting acreage. The whole province of Yakutia, the coldest region in the wintertime, is now said to be on fire or already burned through, and they're evacuating children in certain of the large cities because of the air quality. That smoke, according to London reporting, is joining with the smoke from the northwest of the United States. So I go to Jeff Bliss because that smoke is coming east and colors the sky of New York City with a haze that looked like the smog, the fog of early 1950s in London. Jeff, the bootleg fire, you've been reporting this for a week now. How big is it and what is the containment? Good evening to you.
Good evening, John. The bootleg fire, which is a complex fire up in the Oregon, southern Oregon area, southeastern Oregon, is over 400,000 acres right now. It'll probably be up around 500,000 acres by the time the weekend is done. And that's sad to say. It's going to go into the record books. Definitely is one of the larger fires in recent times in the United States. It's only 40% contained now. They don't see a substantial number one way or the other, up or down on that. It's probably going to stay around that amount during the weekend. But this is a very bad fire and one that does not look to have an immediate resolution. As a matter of fact, some people believe that elements of this fire will not be contained until sometime in November.
We're looking at something you've reported for weeks, Jeff, which is an early wildfire season. Is that correct? This is we could have this, but it would be later in the year.
That's true. It's not just an early fire season. It's also a very intense early fire season. So we've had fire seasons before that have kicked off earlier than usual. But with this kind of intensity, with this amount of burn, it's really, you know, in recent memory, it seems unprecedented. I'm sure there's some historical reference out there with tree rings or something. But right now, this is what we're seeing is we're on track to have one of the worst fire seasons probably in modern history.
We crossed the California line and bridging California and Nevada. The fire we talked about last week was Beckwith. You now tell me there's a Tamarack fire and a Dixie fire. Where are they?
The Dixie fire is up in the Lassen Volcanic National Area, Plumas Forest Area. That's about 150,000 acres burned, only 18%. That has potential to be much, much worse. And possibly, if they don't get a handle on it, as big as the bootleg fire. Now, the Beckwith fire is, again, one of these complex fires where you have several fires that come together, and that's burning up in the Plumas National Forest. Now, if you look at the Plumas National Forest, it also burns into, I believe, Nevada. So you've got a fire that's straddling state lines here, quite bad. We're worried that this could get worse, but it has been contained somewhat. Now, the Tamarack fire,
the Tamarack fire is new to me. Is it brand new?
I'm sorry, I just stepped ahead there. So the Tamarack fire is relatively new compared to these other ones. This is the one that is straddling state lines. You have part of it going to the Toyabe National Forest in Nevada and a large portion that's burning in the El Dorado National Forest in California. This is all south of Lake Tahoe and the capital city of Carson City in Nevada, but a very, very serious fire.
And, Jeff, we've talked about how the firefighters are overtasked and they're – the demand here is intense. Is there any indication that they can be actually worn out? In other words, have to step back and be R&R?
Well, that happens with every single one of these fires. And so what you have is all the states, certainly in the West, have these mutual aid agreements. And so what you'll find, I've found on several fires that I've covered before, that when you're at the fire, you'll see trucks showing up from Utah and from Nevada And, you know, even as far away, I've seen trucks come in from the plains, from Colorado and other areas as far, you know, a couple of days drive away. This is what the different states do to help each other during these catastrophes. So while they do have people coming in that give them breaks because they do need them, this is very difficult firefighting. It's going to be hard to say that hand crews will be the ones that knock these fires down, certainly all the way. They really count on aerial firefighting, you know, with tankers and FOSS checks drops. But the problem is these fires are tending to burn. They're growing in very remote areas and very steep wilderness areas. So to get firefighting crews up and down these mountains, to get them to places where they can safely fight these fires, to get planes into narrow box canyons, it's very difficult. So in some cases, they have to wait till these fires burn to an area where they can really go at it more safely. It's very dangerous work.
The drought. California is not only in the drought, but also all of the West. But I've learned this week, also Siberia, also Canada, also Brazil. The drought is worldwide, North and South temperate zone. What does it mean for water usage? I'm particularly interested in your report about Mendocino. Where is that, Jeff?
So Mendocino is on the Northern California coast. It's quite beautiful, fairly untouched. You do have some tourist spots there and, of course, some great little towns in the area. But what they're having to do, like other places do when they have these water shortages, actually truck in their water. And it used to be that you'd see it occasionally for irrigation needs, but now it's becoming more and more, visible as the situation gets worse there and they declare a water emergency. So you drive down the street and see a whole line of water trucks coming in just to make sure that people have enough water to drink and cook with. This is kind of early. Wait till we get into the fall, the late fall, when it's been a very hot summer the whole way through. No rain. We've had very little snow, runoff, the melt runoff. This is a canary in a coal mine. We're going to see some bad things ahead of us.
Water usage. You're in Southern California. We've talked about limitations or suggestions of limitations. Any change there in the Los Angeles area?
There's been no change, no official rules or regulations set down. But what they are saying is start thinking about it. Start saving now when you can. They talk about that not just with water, but also electricity during the summer with our very strained power grid. They're saying, you know, hold off your electrical needs to later in the afternoon or evening when you can, with fewer people using it. But water is, again, the big problem. And so people are saying, we're going to start planning now for how we're going to cut back, what we're going to cut back. But everybody's expecting it. We're not just talking about brown lawns this time, about trees dying off in people's yards. We're talking about some serious water usage concerns, especially when it comes to things like even just showering.
The homeless. Always going to be an issue for California, especially Venice Beach. Venice Beach is a nightmare. I've seen the videos you've sent me, Jeff. It seems to be ungoverned. But this new report of a homeless encampment in Marin County, is this the Bay Area, extremely tolerant of the homeless, yes?
Indeed. That's one of the reasons why homelessness has grown throughout the Bay Area, whether it's been in San Francisco, Marin County, out in the Alameda County where Oakland is. There's always been kind of a certain level of compassion, but it's been stretched to the point now where people say it's unlivable. We can't get our kids to school. We can't enjoy restaurants. We can't enjoy our own homes because of the homeless and all the problems that come with it.
Venice Beach. A week past, we talked about the Los Angeles County initiating a way of clearing out Venice Beach by providing housing for the people who are camping there. Is it working, Jeff? Because I still see the same number of encampments.
It's not working. People are feeling very frustrated about it. And it seems as they clear out one section and move on to the next, then people start filling in the old section. Now, they haven't come back in the same numbers, but they seem to have just dispersed elsewhere. And that was not what the residents of the area wanted. They didn't want the homeless just to be spread out elsewhere in Venice, moved off the boardwalk. While they do want the boardwalk cleared, because that's one of the reasons you moved to Venice, they are saying, wait a minute, you're just putting them in our neighborhoods. They're not getting the effective treatment services they need. They're just around here, but in a different place.
A nice story to end with all of these unhappiness. You showed me a photograph of surfers gathered off of Venice Beach to remember a comrade who's passed away. What is that called, Jeff?
That's called a paddle out, and it's a fairly important tradition for surfers, people who really do it on a regular basis, and they form these friendships with other surfers and people who enjoy the ocean. So what will happen is kind of a memorial service, sometimes even a way of spreading ashes. Sometimes several hundred people will paddle out all at once, and they'll form this circle with concentric circles inside, and it's a time to tell stories about the departed, maybe say a prayer or two, put flowers on the water. Like I said, sometimes even dump ashes in the water at their favorite surf spot. But it's a very nice part of the surfing community, a great tradition that's lived on for decades.
Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
Data privacy. Hacking, ransomware, and data theft have become devastating problems for businesses and individuals. Globex Data has the solution. Switzerland has the world's strictest data privacy laws, and Globex Data's Swiss-hosted secure application, spelled S-E-K-U-R, uses a proprietary technology outside of big tech, which means your data remains private and secure. Globex Data just signed two telecom giants to distribute its secure communication solution to over 400 million people in 30 Latin American and Asian countries. Secure is the solution for messaging and email privacy, with no data or phone number mining. Secure users can message non-secure users in full privacy and security using chat by invites. Globex Data is now available in the U.S., bringing messaging and email privacy and security to all Americans. This Data Privacy Minute has been brought to you by Globex Data Limited. Stock trading symbol SWISF. Web address globexdata.com.
The proceeding may contain forward-looking statements which may not be realized.